Earlier, we heard Representative Mike Madden discuss two key funding challenges the Joint Revenue Committee will tackle next week. One other topic of discussion will be whether to raise the state tobacco tax. A dollar increase would raise $20 million, but the hope is that it will also curtail smoking. Jason Mincer is the Government Relations Director for the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network. His organization is strongly in favor of increasing the tax.
There are several important pieces and factors that come forward when we talk about tobacco taxes. And the biggest one is that while there is funding raised when you increase a tax, the more important part for the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network and the other health-related organizations who are working on this particular piece are the health ramifications. When you increase the price of tobacco products, including cigarettes and snuff and chewing tobacco, it is a proven way to motivate people to quit and also to keep children from ever picking up this habit. And so that's the real important part for us at the Cancer Society Cancer Action Network is the getting people to quit and the lower cancer rates and the elimination of cancer that happens from people never picking up a tobacco product.
One of the things that seems to be interesting, and this might surprise a lot of people, is Wyoming's current cigarette tax is awfully low. It's among the lowest in the country, isn't it?
Right now, we rank 42nd. I can tell you that there's several tobacco-growing states that are in the bottom with us, but we are certainly in the bottom of those non-tobacco-growing states.
Right now, the state cigarette tax, is, if I'm reading this correctly, is about 60 cents. Is there a proposal, a number that you guys would like to see that would accomplish what you're after?
We need to see a substantial increase in price when purchases are made in order to see the health benefits take place. And so what we're recommending and what we recommended to the Labor Committee and what we're going to recommend to the Revenue Committee is to start that increase at least a dollar increase. And that would take us to $1.60 per pack, and that would put us right at the national average.
Mm-hmm. And so you're projecting in youth smoking alone roughly 13.5%. Is that one of the bigger targets is to actually go after the youth because maybe you could make it unaffordable for them to take on this habit?
Well, it's a proven factor for youth, not only to get them to quit, but also to keep them from ever starting if we price them out of the market to begin with. But if we can get youth to quit or not to start, we don't have to worry as much about them taking up tobacco habits later on. A high percentage of people, of adults who smoke, started smoking before they turned 18. And, you know, if we can keep them away from these products prior to becoming adults, they likely won't become addicted in their adult years.
Yeah, when you raise the cigarette tax, you could roughly raise another $20 million for the state. But there's other costs involved here, or other savings involved here is the proper way to say it. And that would be in the area of healthcare costs. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Certainly. We know that the deadly addiction to tobacco, including smoking, is very expensive to our Department of Health, and in particular, the Medicaid budget. The studies and research that we see has almost $45 million a year being spent on tobacco-related health care costs in the Medicaid program. And if you take not only those Medicaid costs, but add in the complete tax burden to the households in Wyoming, that number jumps to about $840 a year. And that tax burden is to both the people who smoke and to the people who do not. So this is not a small budgetary concern, either for the individual household or for the state. This is a real issue that we need to address.
Again, the Revenue Committee meets on this tax as well as a couple of other revenue increases next week in Cheyenne. Jason, always a pleasure chatting with you, and thank you so much.
I certainly appreciate your time as well, Bob.
Jason Mincer is the Government Relations Director for the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network.